I've learned that CNN Headline News has reportedly hired host Glenn Beck, a fine man, in spite of his history, well, making some interesting comments. Keith Olbermann voted him the worst, CNN the worst people on the planet, or something, according to our friend Danny in Tampa. And he is going to be doing doing Headline News, which is the bastard child of CNN. It's the Headline News. This is where it's like the New York One of CNN. You know what I mean? Nancy Grace has her show on CNN, Headline News. Does a very good job, by the way, doing excellent. She's even beating Rita Cosby. By the way, the Yule Log during the Christmas holidays beat Rita Cosby. The Sound Pattern, the Indian, you know, the Test Pattern, I should say, beat Rita Cosby. Live cams of Mount Rushmore beat Rita Cosby. So that gives you an idea of that. Let me tell you a piece of things that Glenn Beck said. And CNN Headline News said, hey, we like this. We're going to hire us. Oh, don't forget, Glenn Beck's a good guy. But listen to what he said, Pete. On families of the victims of 9/11, okay? Hard to say something bad about them, right? Well, maybe that's for you and me. But for Glenn, it's no problem. Glenn Beck said, quote, this is horrible to say, and I wonder if I'm alone in this. You know, it took me about a year to start hating the 9/11 victims' families. It took me about a year. It's good, Glenn.
That's tough.
That's good. I don't care what you say, give them a pass, okay? Give them a pass, okay, Glenn? On Hurricane Katrina, Pete, and the survivors who remain in New Orleans, Glenn Beck said, quote, and that's all we're hearing about are the people in New Orleans. Those are the only ones that we're seeing on television are the scumbags. And again, it's not all the people in New Orleans. Most of the people in New Orleans got out. It's just a small percentage of those who were left in New Orleans or who decided to stay in New Orleans, and they're getting all the attention. They, Pete, are scumbags. All of the poor people in the various domes, scumbags. The bodies, bloated bodies, carcasses floating in the water. This fetid, putrefied, this putrescent setting into their decomposed bodies, scumbags. The elderly who were left in that home, oh, don't give me that elderly crap. You could have wheeled out in your chair. Don't give me that infirm business. Scumbags. The people on top of the roof, help! Help! Who don't have SUVs or cars because they're poor. Scumbags. Glenn Beck, humanitarian. How about this? Glenn Beck, scumbag. But don't take it personally. Now, when he was discussing disclosures from a caller who claimed to have tortured prisoners in U.S. custody, quote, I've got to tell you, I appreciate your service. Good for you. Good for you. I mean, good for you. Is it because you did it for your country? I have to tell you, when all is said and done, I'm glad people like you are on our side. That's good, Glenn. I'm glad torturers are on our side, too. I don't want the enemy to be torturing American soldiers. And finally, on filmmaker Michael Moore, quote, hang on. Let me just tell you what I'm thinking. I'm thinking about killing Michael Moore, and I'm wondering if I could kill him myself or if I would need to hire somebody to do it. No, I think I could. I think he could be looking me in the eye, you know, and I could just be choking the life out. Is this wrong? CNN Headline News, looking for the best. And what's also interesting, too, is they obviously want a person who's smart, wise, sapient, sagacious. Somebody who doesn't just go for the reactionary comments. Somebody who's sharp. Good sense for analysis and the like. By the way, CNN has also hired radio host and former Reagan windbag, Bill Bennett, former Secretary of Education, who said in September, quote, you could abort every black baby in this country and your crime rate would go down. So for those of you who claim that CNN is this liberal, well, this is just stupid. This isn't even liberal. This is just stupid. Or conservative, I should say. Scumbags. Katrina victims are scumbags. It's amazing. I would be in that studio so fast, but he didn't say the F word or anything excretory. The FCC doesn't have any rule regarding hate or stupidity or what have you. That's just amazing.